Well, it's hard to imagine a sporting comeback like it. Tiger Woods put the sex scandals and injuries behind him to take out the US Masters for the fifth time. Plenty had written him off over the years, but as he embraced his son Charlie at the 18th hole, no one was left in any doubt this was one of sport's truly great moments. The ABC's Quentin Harless followed the Tiger Woods story through the ups and downs.
It's been 11 years since the US Open in 2008, and oh, how Tiger Woods' life has gone through an absolute roller coaster. He literally has gone from broken marriage to broken reputation to broken back. And now, 2 years after the latest of four back surgeries, he's been able to win a fifth green jacket at Augusta at the Masters and have everyone gobsmacked, really, with the nature of this comeback.
And you don't have to be a golf fan, do you, to appreciate the mountain he has climbed here?
Look, you don't have to be a sports fan to know Tiger Woods. He absolutely shocked the world pretty much after he won the Australian Masters on our shores back in 2009. We got the signs that things at home weren't going well when he crashed his car back at Florida, and that was the early indication that the relationship with his wife, Elin, was on the skids. Then the scandals started to break about his philandering ways with women all across the world, and this seemed like one of sport's greatest falling from grace.
And then there was the mugshot, of course, Quentin, which is always the key moment for anyone's fall.
Exactly. I mean, a guy that seemed like had it all had then been reduced to, as you say, such humiliation of the mugshot. Of course, you know, he was a child prodigy, and his dad has passed of recent times as well. All manner of personal issues, apart from the fact that he was a guy whose body wouldn't let him do what he loved. His back was the most prominent problem. He had other issues with his body as well. But to think only 2 years ago at the Masters dinner, he was with his colleagues basically talking about the fact that he'd never be able to play again, let alone play at the elite level. And here he is now putting on the green jacket for the fifth time.
Do you have any insight as to how he managed to psychologically fix himself?
I think he's just an unbelievably determined individual. He obviously loves the game. It's something that no doubt he finds comfort in. It was just a matter of whether his body would let him do it once more. I mean, the scenes beside the 18th green were fantastic there with his two children, Sam and Charlie, and he's got his new girlfriend, Erica, there not too far away, along with a host of other support network around him. I mean, he's obviously a guy that has some very strong confidants. So no doubt that support network has been invaluable to him, but he's a guy ever since he was a kid. He's been associated with golf. He was on network television in the States as a wee youngster. That's been his life. It's taken him to the highs. It's taken him to the lows. And I think he's used that vehicle to get him back to a place where he feels happy in life. And, I mean, that's, in a sense, the greater achievement than winning another green jacket.
Quentin Hull there.